This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Carol Ann Garrett. She and Carol Foy are taking off on a monumental adventure in a week or so. Carol Ann, tell us what the record-setting flight is all about.
Carol and I are going to be flying around the world in just over 7 days to set a new world speed record westbound around the world. The current record is 54.6 miles an hour, and we're shooting for around 120 miles an hour.
Okay, the current record has stood for more than 20 years. What makes you think that you can more than double the speed achieved by the beach 20 years ago?
Well, I've been working on this for 18 months. Endurance, really long legs and short stops are the key to beating the record. The previous record took quite a few stops. Every time you stop, you have customs, immigration, all the paperwork that goes with it. It can be a long process. We plan on pretty much doing technical halts where we just don't go into the country, we gas up and continue going. And that should reduce the downtime and increase our overall speed, because the record is from the time and date you depart all the way around until you land at the same airport again.
Okay, so how do you avoid the customs and all the rigmarole that the other folks encountered?
Well, first of all, we're only doing 9 stops, which by reducing the number of stops, you reduce the rigmarole. The first 3 are U.S. territories, so that reduces the paperwork. And the other ones, there are only 5 left. We have handlers, and we're not going into the town or staying overnight in a hotel, so we don't have to go into the country. We just stay airside, gas up, and keep going.
Okay, what's the longest leg?
The longest leg is actually across the Atlantic from Cape Verde back to Orlando International, 3,303 nautical miles. Should be about 20 hours, very good tailwinds. Typically, right at those latitudes, if there aren't, we have multiple options in the Caribbean, St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, or in the Bahamas.
Okay, well, obviously you've got extra fuel tanks on the moon. You want any other modifications to the aircraft?
We have an HF radio and a trailing antenna. I actually had the same system in my 2003 round-the-world trip. That was a slow 7-month trip. And this time I have a satellite phone as well, so we can talk and email from the cockpit.
Okay, so what's the theoretical endurance of the Mooney with the extra tanks?
The Mooney with the extra tanks depends on the power setting, obviously. I've just been running lean of peak with GAMI injectors, and I'm down to 7 gallons an hour. So after we drop the excess weight, we can really back off on the power and just stretch it out. We're looking at, obviously, over 3,300 nautical, maybe even up to 24 hours. Right now, the longest leg is looking with winds to be about 20, 21 hours.
Okay. Any other technical issues that you've had to deal with?
Probably peeing. The bodily functions are the second most difficult aspect to deal with in sitting in a plane for 20 hours. Stretching so you don't get any embolisms or anything like that. Every doctor we talk to, that's the first thing out of their mouth. So we, right on our checklist, is hourly exercises for the toes, the feet, the ankles, and the lower and upper legs to keep the blood moving. And we have to stay hydrated, so we have to drink water throughout each of the legs, and we have to get rid of the water. So we have been practicing peeing in our individual planes. I have a relief tube in mine right now so that we don't have to save it or store it in any way. And Carol is practicing in her Mooney to make sure that we're both ready to do this on the long legs.
Okay, well, it sounds terribly uncomfortable, but there's a good cause for all of this, right?
Yes, there is. ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is an absolutely devastating disease. There are 300,000 people in the world with it at any given time. They die within 3 to 5 years of being diagnosed with it. Their mind is 100% intact the whole time that they're going through this, the stages of the disease, and their body is just failing beneath them. The muscles quit working. First of all, they can't move their feet, and then they can't walk, and then they're in a wheelchair, and then they're bedridden. And yet their mind is 100% intact. It's Lou Gehrig's disease. We know about it through him, but many other famous people and lots of normal people have had it. And it's just devastating. It's terminal, and there are no large pharmaceutical companies working on a cure. So my first trip was to raise awareness and donations for ALS research so we could fund more research to find a cure. ALS Therapy Development Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts is the largest not-for-profit group working on a cure. They have 31 full-time scientists. And so I raised $80,000 on my first attempt, and now we're up to $134,000, and we're really trying to spread the word and raise donations to find a cure for this terminal disease.
How can people make a contribution?
Right through the website, www.alsworldflight.com. All the money goes, they press the donate button, it goes straight to the ALS website. All the money goes straight to ALS research. Carol and I are paying 100% of the expenses for the flight. No money will be taken for any expenses. It all goes 100% to research.
Well, best of luck in the flight, and hope it's not too uncomfortable, and hope you raise lots of money. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.